This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaBaim. We have a very important share this evening. Parshas Kisetze. A chumash would be good, actually. Parshas Kisetze. Tonight's shir, the shirim on Sefer Devarim, are again generously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim, Umeshpachta, Leila Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakheim. Thank you. And by Dr. Leila Nishmas, Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tovia Levi, Began Eden Timnu Chasam. They should be Melitze Yisharm for their whole family. Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Tonight's shir is sponsored by my friend Rav Hillel Goldstein in honor of two of his grandsons' bar mitzvahs, Elchanan Bunim Kurtz and Avram Pinchas Goldstein. He should be Zoicha to be Megadol, both of them, L'Toyra, L'Chup, L'Masim, Toivim, along with all of his Kinderlach and Enoklach, Gesunta Haida, B.S. Goel Tzedek. Tonight she is also sponsored by my good friend Rav Ben and Aliza Portel, Hashem Shemivarech them, with Bracha V'atzacha, Simcha Sanachas, V'imali Hashem Kol Mishaz Libchem, L'Toyva. Also by my good friend in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yaakov Mizrahi, Hashem should bless him, B'chol Mili Demetav, and may all of us be neskabo barachim of Ratzayin. Tonight's share is also dedicated by daily giving, which is an amazing way to ensure that you fill every single day of your life with tzedakah. You could go to dailygiving.org and sign up. After the last share, which was dedicated by them, they sent to me that a lot of people did, in fact, sign up. And it's a great way to add at least 365 mitzvahs into your year. Okay. If anybody wants to get a hold of the mystery and the majesty, it is available right here or at better Sfarim stores near you. Upcoming Sfarim, this is the first Shir in Elul. So here we have in the queue, Be'ezus Hashem, Elaka Demer Anini, in English for Art Scroll. Hopefully, V'siyat Deshmaya to come out for Chanukah, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Haba Aleinu L'Toyva. Also, for Art Scroll, Lag BaOmer in English also, and in Lashon HaKodesh, a Sefer on Chinuch Habanim. If anybody wants to be Meshtatev, please let us know. Okay, we have a very important shir this evening. The topic of the shir is the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Now, not Sheva Brachos. I was actually at a Sheva Brachos, and a guy came running in. He had to step out for a moment. And they were mechabit him with the bracha of Asher Yatzar. And the question is whether, you know, you could kill two birds with one stone. But in any event, we're going to speak about the bracha of Asher. So somebody sent me a message. What does that have to do with this week's parsha? Actually, this shir was many years in the making. I wanted to give this for many years. It comes from a sefer called Asher Yatzar Bekavana. That's the name of the sefer. Asher Yatzar Bekavana. And we have, toward the end of the parsha, we talk about somebody who's has to step out of the camp. And the Torah says, V'yaseid tielecha ala zeinecha. You should bring with you a shovel. Basically, V'haya b'shivtecha chutz, when you're going to have to sit outside the camp, V'chafarta ba, you're going to dig, V'shavta, and you go back, V'chisisa se'asach, you have to cover up your excrement. Don't leave it there. Don't leave it like a behemah. Why? Ki Hashem Elokecha mishalich b'karav machanecha. Because the Almighty is walking in your camp. L'hatzilcha, to save you. V'lasa yisrael yevecha lefanecha, and to deliver your enemy before you. V'haya machanecha kadosh. Your camp has to be holy. You can't leave your tzoya there. You should not see anything indecent. V'shav me'acharecha, turn away from behind you. Okay, so I want to analyze the bracha of Asher Yatzar today. I want to begin with the following question. What kind of bracha is Asher Yatzar? Is it a berchas hashevach? Is it a bracha of praise? That there are a lot of blessings of praise that we have. For example, like Kai Neshama is a blessing of praise. Is Asher Yatzar a blessing of praise? It can't be a blessing of praise. If it was a blessing of praise, you would only make it once a day. Berchas HaShevach, you only make once a day. Is it Birchas Hanehenin? The Aruch HaShulchan says. You say, what's the Hana? What do you mean, what's the Hana? Everybody knows. It's a Hana to relieve oneself. Maybe it's a Birchas Hanehenin. No. So, no. Birchas HaMitzvah has to be Oyver LaAsiyasan. But still, Birchas Hanehenin has to always be before your Nene. So it should technically be before you, but maybe you'll say, well, you can't make the bracha then because you have to relieve yourself. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, it can't be a Birchas Hanehenin, because if that were the case, it should be a snappy bracha. Like, you know, Shakol Niyim B'dvar, Bar Pri Ayitz, Bar Pri Agafen. And this is this whole Megillah, basically it's a whole Megillah about the holes and the cavities, and it's impossible. So it's not Shavach, it's not Hanah. So what is it exactly? What kind of bracha is it? It's what?
Hoidah.
It's a Birchas Hoidah. Like Goymel? It's like Goymel. Maybe. It doesn't even seem like the Aruch HaShulchan entails this possibility. What exactly is Asher Yatzar? Now you'll notice, it's the only bracha that there's an entire Siman on Shulchan Aruch explaining the words of the bracha. Right? Siman Vav in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber explains, what does it mean, Nekavim? What are Chalulim? What does it mean, Bechachma? What does it mean, Umafli La'asois? All of a sudden, the Shulchan Aruch became the art scroll Siddur. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't explain Berchus HaMazayin, or like Hainisham, or any other bracha, or any other tefillah. So why does the Shulchan Aruch all of a sudden explain Asher Yatzar in such great length? Apparently there's difficulty in understanding what exactly is Asher Yatzar. And that's what we want to analyze. Let's begin with the following question. You know, in all of our liturgy, we very rarely invoke the throne of glory. Right? We don't say, Hashem, you from the throne of glory have given me the juice of the grapevine. You from the throne of glory have given me this cookie. And when it comes to Asher Yatzar, we say, Galoy v'yadua lefnei chisei chvaydecha. It is revealed and known before your throne of glory. One second. You wouldn't expect that this would be the activity that we would invoke the highest realm of heaven. You would not expect that to have been invoked when we're doing basically the lowest function of man. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's exactly the point. Lest you think that there's certain things that take place in this world that are beneath the purview of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you might think there's certain things that Hashem says, you know, no, I'm not interested in that. That, you know, Tony, you take care of the bathroom, you know, I'll take care of the world, politics, economy, agriculture, topography, geology, wildfires in Mao, whatever it is, I got that covered. You take care of the Beis HaKisei. No. Even the Beis HaKisei is galoy v'yadua lefnei chisei chvoidecha. Like the Malbim says, Ram al kol goyim Hashem. The goyim say God is Ram, He's very high. But we say no, we say, Mekimi may offer dull. God goes down into the dust and he's interested even in the lowest affairs of man. So I would like to try to understand, why is it that when Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to go to the Pharaoh, Hashem says, you know, when should he go to Paroi? Go to him in the morning, he'll be by the water. Says Rashi, what's he doing at the water? He's relieving himself. Why did he have to do it early in the morning? Rashi says, Shahaya oisa atzmei aloya. He would make himself a god. He would say he doesn't have to go to the bathroom. So he would wake up early before anybody could see. How he managed the rest of the day, that's beyond the scope of this particular shir. But Paroi would go out early in the morning. It caught my attention why the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe, go to Paroi when he has to go to the bathroom. So simply it's because, you know, Hashem is saying, look, Paroi, really? You're really a god? Really? Come on. You know the truth. Meaning, Hashem was trying to stick it to Paroi. But I think there's another important nekuda, why the Ribbono Shel Olam is coming to Paroi dafka b'sha sheyatza l'nekavav. Comes the Shla HaKadosh. About 6 months ago, we were walking in the old city of Yerushalayim on a Matzoy Shabbos, and we pass by the house of the Shlach HaKadosh in Eretz Yisrael. The Shlach HaKadosh has the following question. I never thought of this question before. We're learning now Mishnah Berurah Siman Mem Vav, and Al Pi Dino de Gemara, the way you're supposed to make Berachas HaShachar is first thing you get up, you say Elikai Neshama. Then you say Shalai Sani Goy, Shalai Sani Shalai Sani Shah. Then you say, you open your eyes, you rub your eyes, Poikeach Evrem. You stretch, you put on your clothes, Malbesh Arumim. You stretch out, Mater Asurim. You stand up, Zoykev Kefufim. You put your feet on the ground, you know, Hamechem Mitzadei Gaver. We don't do that anymore because when we wake up, our hands are not clean. If that's the case, if that's the real order of the brachos, then Asher Yatzar should come after, because usually you open your eyes, you open them, Poikeach Evrem, you put on your clothing, Malbesh Arumim, you stretch out, Matar Asurim, you stand up, Zoykev Kefufim, and then you go to the Beis HaKisei. So really, Asher Yatzar, the Shla asks, should be formulated after those Berachas HaShachar. I never thought of that question. Says the Shla, why was it enacted immediately in the morning? Right? Think about it. You say Anatils Yadayim, and then you say Asher Yatzar is the first Berachas HaShachar of the day. But it's really out of order. You know, in the order of operations, it's not in order. Says the Shla HaKadosh. The reason is because Asher Yatzar Es HaAdam is a Davar Shel Kedusha. The bracha was enacted not just on going to the bathroom, but rather it was enacted on the creation of man with wondrous wisdom. And that's why the Mefarshim, of all the brachas we make the whole day, the Shulchan Aruch explains Asher Yatzar in the greatest arichos and other benefits that Hashem gives us with our body. Therefore, says the Shla HaKadosh, Al Kein Ru'uya Liyosa Beroish Kol Birchos Hashevach. It's bracha number one. Bracha number one, Asher Yatzar. Even though it's out of order, it's the Roish V'Rishayin L'chol HaBrachos. It's interesting. Never thought of it that way. The Kuzari writes, Kama Gedoyla HaBracha Hazois B'inyana. How great this blessing is. V'kama Mesukenes Miloiseha. How perfect are its words, Lemishu Mestakel Bohen, to one who studies it intently. And in the Yisoid V'Shar Shavoida, he writes that all the Rishonim and Achronim talk about how when the month of Elul comes, we have to prepare ourselves for the Yom HaDin. And an example of what he says we have to be careful about, don't say, oh, that bracha, I only make it once in a while. Yeah, you make it once in a while, but you do it every single day. And over the course of the year, you make it hundreds of times. And if a person is not making the Asher Yatzar properly, in the course of a lifetime, it could be tens of thousands of times, a person made a bracha without kavana. And it's not only a bracha with kavana is a great mitzvah, but he says, Oin Shai Gadol. So it's something a person really has to be very careful about. So let's begin with a few interesting halachas about Asher Yatzar. First of all, it is Asur, the Ben Ishchai writes, to get involved in any activity when you're being Mevarech. So many people, when they make the Asher Yatzar, they're drying their hands, right? They're turning on, they press the button, and all of a sudden the blow dryer comes, and you know the skin on your hand is shaking, and then you have these rollers. People are doing all kinds of activities, or simultaneously they're putting their hands. Now, I don't know what those rollers are for, because basically, if you want the guy before you use germs, so he put his germs on top, you roll it down, you get his germs. And actually, in only 1 minute, you could get 500 people's germs in one shot. Anyway, that's kedai to make a takana gedoyla, to be mevatel the paper towel rollers. Probably the biggest transmitter of infectious disease in New York City. But anyway, I'll leave that to the mayor to work on. But the Ben Ishchai says that many people dry their hands, or they're mevarech, they're walking, they're pacing, and that's considered making a bracha derech harai. And if so, it's a bracha without kavana. So therefore, at the time of the bracha, you don't move. You don't dry your hands, you don't You're not waving them, you're not sun-drying them, you're not pacing, you're not doing somersaults, jumping jacks, jumping on a treadmill. You're still in one place. Ben Ishchai writes, there are 45 words in Asher Yatzar, Gematria Adam, because Asher Yatzar is Ha'adam B'chachma. So I saw in the Sefer Shulchan Eish of Rabbi Avram Stern, he says maybe then, and we could fit, this fits in very beautifully to what the Shulchan Kadosh says, that the chief bracha is what? Asher Yatzar. He says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyom Me'imach. We know Chazal read it, Me'ah, 100. But it could be referring to Ma, specifically Asher Yatzar. Ma, the bracha of Asher Yatzar, which is 45 words, Hashem Shoyom Me'imach. And if you mekayim that bracha properly, Ki im liyira, it brings yirah shamayim. Of all the blessings that bring yirah shamayim, Asher Yatzar. Okay. Now we come to probably the most famous maramakim on Asher Yatzar. Now, I hate to do this to you. It's a little bit of a bubble burster, this one, if you actually read it inside. But I'm actually going to defer the way I read it to the way people greater than me read it. I'm going to read to you the words of the Seder Hayom. Seder Hayom was Rav Moshe ben Macher, student of the Ari. He wrote the tefillah, Moideh ani lefanecha, melech chai vekayam, shehechazarta bi nishmasi, bechemla kama, rabba emunasecha. Now very important, you know that women do not say Moideh ani lefanecha. They say, Moida ani lefanecha, lashon nekeva. Okay. One time we were driving in the north. I told you, know the story. And so next we said, who's Rav Moshe ben Macher? I said, what? So a sign from Moshe ben Macher. We turned around. We went to the kever of Moshe ben Macher. And right at his kever, it's the only kever I ever saw, there's like a mayan, spring water coming out of the kever. Because somebody who's mechaber, Moida Ani, by Negelwasser, he needs permanent Negelwasser, you know. He has, okay. He wrote the Sefer Seder Hayom. And he says how important Asher Yatzar is. She says you should make it bekavana. You should say each word slowly. Think about the chesed that Hashem does, that you're able to extract. Think about it. 99% of the food you eat, it's chemicals, it's garbage, it's artificial, it's poison. So you got to get it out of the system. If not for the fact that Hashem set us with a system that it could expel waste, a person could not exist. And the Seder Hayom writes the following words. Im ha'adam yiyashalem b'deyoisav, u'mechalkel b'mishpat devarav, Lo yechela kol yomav, v'lo yitztarech l'roife, v'lo yilurifu oisav. And every Asher Yatzar poster in the world, it quotes us. And it translates that if a person would say Asher Yatzar with kavana, one would never get sick, one would never need a doctor, one would never need medicine. Therefore, you should say it be kavana and das shlema. Ula anias daiti, he's not saying that. Now, we love doctors, and they should have many customers, asher loy me amenu. But, and it would be wonderful if I thought he was saying that if you say asher yatzar, with kavana, one would never get sick, one would never need a doctor, one would never need medicine. I personally don't see him saying that. I read it that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us with such a complex system that is able to keep a person healthy, if a person's thinking was shalem, and a person acted with justice and appropriately, one would never get sick and one would never need a doctor and medicine. However, it is not understood that way, certainly by the Asher Yatzar signs. And it seems that from many, many sources that saying Asher Yatzar B'Kavana is the most powerful segula for good health. So again, it's attributed to the Seder Hayom. For the sake of honesty, I'm showing you where these words are found. You could study it and see how you read those words. But there are many Mekoyrois that saying Asher Yatzar B'Kavana is a wondrous segula for Brios, for good health. First we have, there's a Sefer called Asher Yatzar B'Kavana. Can you imagine? The whole Sefer, it's like over 100 pages about the power of Asher Yatzar. He brings a story about Reb Chaim Noah, you'll tell Rafi, who has a tradition from the Rav of Chevron, Reb Shimon Asher Chaikin, that Asher Yatzar could be Merape Choylim from any malady miraculously. So if somebody needs a refuah for a machla, they should be makbid to say Asher Yatzar carefully, bekavana, slowly. And you should even be mechave in the name of the choyla when you say the bracha. And it's brought that for this eitzah to be most effective, you should say it inside. And the stipler adds, some say, I don't know who the yesh is, you should point to the words. Okay, so saying Asher Yatzar is a tremendous segula. Reb Shimshon Pinkas in the Tfer Shimshon writes, what did Hashem give us in the spiritual world? What vitamin? What supplement? What activity did Hashem give us in the spiritual realm? Which mitzvah? Not to be healed, to keep good health. He says, we have refa'enu for refuah, but that's someone who's already sick. But what, that's an antibiotic. Refa'enu is antibiotic. But what, you know, like they have preventative medicine. They have products called life extension. It's a whole line of products, life extension. You take the pill, you swallow it in one end, and ukishe nichnas kein hu yoytze b'shalom, with no harm at all, right? So it extended your life, because without the pill you would have just lived. Now you live and you took the pill, you know. So, but more than that, we don't know. But what life extension is there? It's not refa'enu, because refa'enu is for healing. It's Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar was a specific gift min Hashamayim to preserve one's health. There is no mention of illness in Asher Yatzar. It's Roifei Chol Basar. It's preventative. It's preserving health. Says Reb Shimshon Pinkas, listen to this. Many people daven Refa'enu with Kavana. But in his opinion, most people don't say Asher Yatzar Bikavana, and sometimes they don't say it at all. You know what the proof is? The proof is there's so many sick people. If we would say Asher Yatzar Bikavana, there wouldn't be sick people, he says.
Are you only allowed to say the bracha after the bathroom, or you can say whenever you want?
So it's interesting. We only after you go to the bathroom. What if somebody wakes up in the morning, and for whatever, you know, I don't know if that ever happened, but someone woke up, he doesn't have to go to the bathroom. The Ramah brings an opinion you should say Asher Yatzar, and the Poskim reject it. We're going to come back to that at the end of the year. What?
You wouldn't say it if you didn't go?
No.
Even though it's
in the Siddur, but we Paskin, if you don't, only if you go. The Ramah brings an opinion even without it, but we Paskin only if you go. So the Rav Shimshon Pinkas writes wondrous words. Ilu hayinu mevarchim es habracha karoi loy hayu kol kach harbe choylem. So I want to share with you accounts, so a few narratives of gedolim, how they would say Asher Yatzar. First, there's a koyvetz called, it should say apiryoin. Somebody once visited the Chafetz Chaim, and he said Asher Yatzar. He took out a siddur and he pointed to each word like a child reading from, you know, his Aleph Beis book. That's how the Chafetz Chaim said Asher Yatzar. One time the Sanzerov had to step out before Tkiyah Shofar, and he came out of the Beis HaKiseh And he said, Asher Yatzar, with such hislahavos and bechiyos, and everyone who is in the shul cried and wailed and were so moved, hafla v'fela, it was etched and seared in their mind. They had such hisoirus tshuva that the Sanzerov did not speak before the tkiyos. His drasha was Asher Yatzar. So we see now that the brach of Asher Yatzar has a certain hisoirus of tshuva like Yomim Noiraim. The chassid Rav Sender Uri says over a story that his father-in-law Rav Shmuel Dreichter traveled to Germany to a certain Baal Abbas, and the Baal Abbas said the following story. The Baal Abbas said when he was a boy, he wanted to travel to Sanz to see the Divrei Chaim. So his father gave him a nickel to take the subway to see the Divrei Chaim. He comes to the Divrei Chaim's house, and the Gabbai says, you have to wait at least 1 week to get into the Divrei Chaim. So I decided I'm going to sneak behind the door that the Divrei Chaim is staying in. I stood behind the door. And after some time, I heard him say, Asher Yatzar, that it took 20 minutes to say Asher Yatzar. When he finished the bracha, the Sanzerov opened the door. He said, Shalom Aleichem, Reb Yid from Germany. It was worthwhile for you to come here to Sanz to hear how you're supposed to make Asher Yatzar. Whereupon the Sanzerov said, when you say Asher Yatzar, you're obligated to have more kavana than unasana toikef. Because you don't have to say unasana toikef. It's not a doiraisa. It's not a drabanan. It's a minug. You say it good, you don't say it, you don't say it. Not going to change anything. You do say, you don't say it. You might not get that shudder, but one is required to say unasana Asher Yatzar with more kavan than asana, because Asher Yatzar is a takana of Chazal. And it brings more yeshuais and tikkunim, much more than unasana taika. So it was interesting to me that repeatedly the power of Asher Yatzar is compared to the tefillos of Yom Noram. And it's considered more powerful than the tefillos. Moreover, Baranovich, you know, when you hear Baranovich, you chapet sitter, you think of Rebbe Chanan. Someone visited Rebbe Chanan in Baranovich. He was Rashiva of Yeshivas Oyal Torah in Baranovich. And a witness says, I saw him one time say Asher Yatzar the way a Yid usually davens Ne'ila. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Sefer Madani Shlomoi, it's reported, even when he was a very old man, his Shemoneh Esrei took 15 minutes. One time I was zoicha to hear him say Asher Yatzar with his slavos the way a typical person would say, and daven ne'ila. It's interesting that the comparison is always to the tefillos of the Yom Naram. In Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul brings that this is a little bit of a tangent, but I'll mention it, about different tzaddikim he was zoicha to meet, that you would think that they were so removed from this world they had no happiness in life, but the truth is they were so full of joy from their Avodas Hashem. The tzaddik that Rav Tzion Abishol is referring to is the Kaf HaChaim, Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, who had wondrous practices. He brings over here that the Kaf HaChaim would daven for many, many hours, and then after tefillah he would say Kriya Shema Al Amita for an extremely long time, but he would want to get up for Tikkun Chatzai, so he would sleep. And in order to say brachas, he had to sleep for exactly a half hour. So he would make sure to sleep 30 minutes after he finished all of his tefillos, and then get up at chatzos to say tikkun chatzos. He would then go back to sleep. He would get up before alois hashachar. He would say the tefillah with all the kavanos. he would come home, eat very quickly, run to the yeshiva, learn, write, and then he would come home for a real meal. His real meal lasted an hour and a half. So, hour and a half, that's a very long meal. No, he wasn't eating. He was miyached yichudim. He would say l'shem yichud. He would wash his hands with tremendous kavanas. He would make al netilas yadayim and hamoitz with tremendous kavanas. Every shoe, he would have certain kavanas. Then he would learn 18 prakim of mishnayis at the meals. Six in the morning, six in the afternoon, six in the night. He would then say pitam haketoyres, ezel mekoyman, mayim achroinim, berchas hamazon with all the kavanas. And he would not see anyone at the time that he ate because he was too busy. He had to be at a different time. His eating was such a avoida that he couldn't take any guests at that time. I think the only tzaddik I've ever seen in this realm was Rav Shroya Devlitsky in Bnei Brak. He was a big mekubal. And I went into him while he was eating Malava Malka, a specific number of like herrings, like Api Kabbalah. He had a certain number of fish on his plate. Anyway, and he would say Asher Yatzer from a special siddur with very unusual kavanas. So we see the bracha of Asher Yatzer, the Shla HaKadosh says, is Roish L'chol HaBrachais. It's like the chief of all the brachais. And Tzadikim would make these brachais like it would be Yomim Naraim. When the Sanzerov said Asher Yatzer before the Tkiyos, that was all the Divrei Hisoiros that was needed. Rabbi Chanan davened Asher Yatzar like Ne'ilah. Rav Shlomo Zalman said it like Ne'ilah. We brought down that the Sanz Rav said you should have more Kavana by Asher than Unasana Toikef. There's a certain Hisoiros of Tshuva that you can have when you say an Asher Yatzar. By the way, in the Sefer Mizmar La'asaf, he brings from Rav Sasson Shanduch that saying Asher Yatzar Vishav V'rapalai, it brings to tshuva. Why do you think that is? Why do you think Asher Yatzar brings to tshuva? Why is it so powerful? Why is it the chief of all brachas? In the biography of the Chafetz Chaim Chayvu Pa'alav, he brings a story in Sefer Yecheskel. You ever hear of Sefer Yecheskel? It's a very good Sefer. There are no Haskamos, but it's still a very powerful Sefer. Ezekiel, in the 28th chapter, it talks about Hiram Melech Tzur, a very wicked king, a very arrogant king. And the Pasuk says, look at number 22, Meleches Tupecha Unikavecha Bach B'yoim Hibaracha Koinanu. Your holes and your cavities are in you on the day God created you. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? Meleches tupecha unukavecha bach. Amar Yehuda Marav, Amar Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chiram, Melech Tzor. Becha nistakalti ubarasi nekavim nekavim ba'adam. When I created you, that's when I made holes and cavities in man. When I saw you, when I saw you were around, that's when I made holes and cavities in man. In other words, Chafetz Chaim explains the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man with holes and cavities to excrete, whether it's gedoilim or ketanim, like a behema, so that a person should not become arrogant. In other words, a person might become, you know, I'm like a god. I stand on two legs. My head is up in the sky. I have a mind. I have I'm a chelik al kamimal. I'm a piece of the divine. It might lead to great arrogance. So Hashem created man with the digestive system of an animal for man to be humbled, to man to recognize, you know what? I'm a creation of the Melech. Ask the Chafetz Chaim, if so, then why does a person have to go to take care of their needs many times a day? Why isn't it sufficient? Go once in the morning. Says the Chafetz Chaim, apparently a person is in such danger of becoming arrogant, they need reminder after reminder after reminder of their mortality and their base nature, and that they have a certain commonality to a behemoth, and that there is a king in this world, and that is the purpose and the function of digestion and excretion, and recognizing this with the bracha of Asher Yatzim. So in other words, Chira Melech Tzur, that arrogant, stubborn king, what was the words that the Almighty has for him to basically humble yourself? Hashem says, come on, Chiram, how can you be so arrogant? Don't you have Nekavim, Nekavim, Chalulim, Chalulim? Isn't that enough to get you to realize Melech HaOlam, there's a king in this world? As sort of as the last resort, the bottom line is, God says to Chiram, Chiram, come on, Asher Yatzar, don't you know? Man is so complex. That means the designer of man was so wise and powerful. And man is so mortal and finite. Don't you recognize there's a master in this world? In other words, if there was one thing that we do through which we should recognize and accept Oil Malchus Shamayim. Yeah? In other words, if there were just one activity that we do that should bring us to the greatest humility and Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, what would it be? If there was a bracha we make, that with this bracha we accept the authority of the Creator, what would that bracha be? The activity would be going to the bathroom. And the blessing would be Asher Yatzar Es HaAdam B'Chachma. Hashem didn't want to punish Paray. Hashem wanted to teach Paray. So Hashem is not going to tell Moshe, you show him when he's going to the bathroom. You get him. Hashem wasn't doing it to, stick it to Paray. Hashem wants Moshe Rabbeinu l'man teda. Hashem wants Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Paray. So at what moment would Paray be most receptive that there's a king in this world? At when during the day is a person most receptive that there's a Melech HaOlam? When you make Asher Yatzar. That's why Hashem tells Moshe, look, we're going to go to Paro when it's most effective. Not stick it to him. I would humbly suggest, in addition to what the Vilna Gaon says, that we say galoy v'yadua lefnei chisech v'aydecha, to indicate that even taking care of one's bodily functions is not beneath the purview of Hashem. I would humbly add that the one time a day we could be mekabel, the malchus shamayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on the kisei hakavod, is when you say Asher Yatzar. Perhaps even more than Kriya Shema. The time of the day when a person can feel the most humility is coming out of the Beis HaKisei. And even though when we say Shema, we're Mekabel or Malchus, but we don't refer to Ribon Shem Yoshev Al Kisei HaKavod. But when a person fulfills their bodily needs, at that moment one is most, it's the most conducive moment to Mekabel the Oil Malchus Shemayim. So we could say, Galoy v'yadua lefnei chisech v'aydecha. They asked him, Nachman of Breslov, somebody wanted to bring an Aliyas Neshama for a relative, for their mother. What should they do? Says Rav Nachman, Yevarech Asher Yatzar b'kavona and Ernestin Asher Yatzar. An earnest in Asher Yatzar. Says Aruch HaShulchan, Asher Yatzar is different than any bracha. Every other bracha, it's snappy. It says what you're about to do. You're going to eat a fruit. You're going to eat a piece of bread. Asher Yatzar is a whole Megillah. It's a whole Megillah. What is it? So you say it's for going to the bathroom. You know there's no mention at all about what you just did in the bracha. Doesn't say what you did. It So the Aruch HaShulchan says the Chachamim didn't want to mention in the bracha exactly what you just did. It would not be Bakovedik. What are you gonna, you know, too much detail. But the Aruch HaShulchan says not just that. It's not a Birchas Hane'enin, because Birchas Hane'enin is before the Koidim Lamaisa. And also Birchas Hane'enin is only a Hana that's you choose to enjoy or not to enjoy. Going to the bath, it's not up to you. There are many expressions that capture that idea. But it's not up to, you know, it's not up to your discretion whether or not. Elama, you'll say, it's like the Birchas HaShachar, Al Minhagoy Shalaylam. Like, even a blind person will make Pekeach Hivrim, because people see in general. Says Aruch HaShulchan, that's wrong. This is not Al Minhagoy Shalaylam, because then you would make the bracha only once a day. Rather, says Aruch HaShulchan, the bracha of Asher Yatzar is al yitzirasay shel Adam. It's a bracha on the creation of man. It's a bracha on the creation of man. It's not shavach. It's not hoida. It's not nehenin. It's al yitzirasay shel Adam. And by talking about man's yitzira, you figure out part of that is nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. It's relevant to what was just done. And this explains, says Aruch HaShulchan, the Shita of the Ramah, who paskins that if you wake up in the morning and you don't have to go to the bathroom, you still make an Asher Yatzar. Many question that. But now we understand it's not necessarily for going to the bathroom. It's on the creation of man in general.
Back to the question, why can't you say it anytime?
So it's a very unusual bracha. When does a person appreciate the profundity and complexity of man's creation? It's appreciated when going to the bathroom. But it's a bracha that is jam-packed with a tremendous mystical power of healing, like we saw the words of the Seder Hayom and the Messiah of Rabbi Chaim Noah, and the teaching of Rav Shimshon Pinkus, that if we would say it b'kavana, insurance rates would go down universally.
What's the time?
How long do you have to say Asher Yatzar? Until you have another urge. So if a person forgot, until a person has another urge, they can make Asher Yatzar. Once we're on the topic, the Mishnah Berurah says that even if a person could hold in more than 72 minutes, they should not daven. I could hold it in now. You have an app on your phone. 3.5 hours, let's say. You should go. Mishnah Berurah says, you should always, nikios for tefillah. Nikios for tefillah. So I wanted to add one idea, that maybe that's the reason why in Chodesh Elul, in preparation for the Yom Noraim, we have this subject of V'yaseh Tialecha al Azeinecha V'haya B'shivtecha Chutz. We have the backdrop for the circumstance of Asher Yatzar, because we know, aside from the fact that it has tremendous mystical powers of healing, but it also brings to great inspiration for tshuva. If we would make Asher Yatzar properly, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, like Rebbe Elchanan, they would say Asher Yatzar like they were davening Ne'ilah. If we would say Asher Yatzar like the Devei Chaim, we wouldn't need, you know, the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. I don't know that could supplant the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. I don't think we're on the level. But if we were able to make the bracha properly, it could be a great, could propel us to tshuva shalema. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us siyata d'shmaya to mekayim all of the halachos and be mevarech all the brachos with the proper kavanos, and the Rebbe Hashem should send us all brios urefua and ashana toiva mevareches. Have a wonderful night and bracha v'hatzlacha. Chanani ben Akashoy, Meratzah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakus, Es Yisrael, Lefikach,
Recording stop.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.